It's time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. Since it's Thursday, we'll be focusing on the Mendocino Coast clinics. And as always, previous episodes are archived as podcasts on our website. There's a link on our homepage at kozt.com. Joe Rogalski at the Coast News Desk.
And like Dred just said, on Thursdays, we concentrate on the Mendocino Coast clinics, which means we have with us right now the executive director, Lucretia Renteria. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
I understand you have some testing results information for us.
Well, we have an update on the surveillance testing that I talked about last week.
Right.
We kicked that off on Friday last week. And so far, we have done 163 tests. We have 39 scheduled for today and another 100 tomorrow. This is an effort between the City of Fort Bragg and Mendocino Coast Clinics. And we actually did 84 tests on Tuesday and have the 100 scheduled tomorrow through the city with essential workers, first responders, law enforcement, all of those types of folks, much like the previous one that we had done a few weeks ago. All of these tests are being processed at UCSF. We are hoping to receive the first batch of results today from last Friday's efforts. The other clinics, the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday testing is being done with clinic staff and patients. And patients have been notified via patient portal. It's on our website and through our Facebook page. But patients can call us and be put on a wait list. Right now, we are unsure of the volume of available tests for ongoing testing. The county has ramped up their testing all over the county, and especially in Ukiah, in light of the 15th case and that 14th case in the valley. So test supplies are once again being restricted, and I don't know the volume of tests we'll be able to do ongoing. But if people are wanting to be tested, then they should contact us. And please understand, we will get them in as soon as possible. When we do our tests, we're trying to do them, you know, even 30 a day. And when we do it with the city, it's up to 100 a day so that we can really make a bang.
My understanding is, of course, if you live inland, for most people living inland, Ukiah is pretty convenient. And the chief executive officer for the county had said that you just mentioned surveillance testing will be done in the other areas. My understanding of this is, as opposed to just quote unquote everybody who gets tested, you have some people from this sector, some people from that sector. So you have a good overview of how things are going in a particular area.
Right. What we're trying to accomplish with this, and it has been a question that's come into the clinic, why are you testing healthy people? But what we're trying to accomplish is to really get a gauge as to whether or not the virus is here, and if it's just it's so minor as far as the health impact to the individual that we don't know that we're sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we get a good cross-section, and especially as people who work at gas stations, grocery stores, restaurants, food delivery, post office, who have a lot of contact with a lot of us in the community, then we know what the contagion factor would be and what the control factor is. We have been very fortunate in this community. The one traveling nurse that was diagnosed after she had left the area, all the tests around that contact have come back as negative. But the only way to know how we're really doing is to do ongoing tests with a real cross-section of the community. So we're happy to participate with the city in bringing those testing capabilities. We were hoping to do up to 400 by the end of next week. But as I said, testing supplies have been cut short again. And we're working diligently with the county to try to get as much supply here, because we definitely have the demand. People are calling. They're calling the city. They're calling us. So hopefully we'll get another commitment from the county soon.
All right. And one other question. You say people calling. Are these people who are saying, hey, I'm not feeling well, or they may be asymptomatic and they're a little concerned, well, I don't feel anything, but I might be positive?
Mostly, and the way that we've put this out is we want these to be asymptomatic people.
Okay.
And we have messaged to our patients, if you would like a test and you want to come in, please just contact us at 964-1251, and we'll put you on our list to get an appointment as soon as we have test kits available. If you're an essential worker and the business owners or the city has reached out to the businesses, or each employee can reach out to the city, that number is 961-2823. And they've created a wait list already. Those 100 slots for Friday filled up by Wednesday. So
wow.
I think people are anxious to know what their own status is and to feel like I'm not possibly infecting others by being out at work, or by, you know, by living commingling amongst my family.
Well, it certainly sounds, with between your report today and the hospital report on Tuesday, that both the hospital and the clinics are on top of this, doing the best you can possibly do to keep a good eye on what's going on here.
Definitely. It's really important to know how we should keep each other safe. And, you know, to remember to be kind, to wear a mask, to socially distance. These things are working in our community. We need to, as the county opens up a little bit, as we move further into stage two, we still need to practice really safe practices to keep each other healthy, to keep ourselves healthy, to stay out of the hospital, and to not overwhelm our healthcare system. It's going to be for the long haul.
All right. Lucrecia Renteria, the Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Thanks for being on the air with us today, Lucrecia.
You're welcome. Talk to you next week.
All right. Rogalski here from the Coast.